The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Since many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the events that have been fulfilled among us, just as those who were eyewitnesses from the beginning and ministers of the word have handed them down to us, I too have decided, after investigating everything accurately anew, to write it down in an orderly sequence for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may realize the certainty of the teachings you have received. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord.
Today, it's an invitation today to each one of you, and myself included, to just hold on to this one word this week. Today. How oftentimes do we wake up in the morning and we do it? And I know yesterday with the teens up in the mountains in West Virginia, they had a skiing outing and I was up there and they're like, "Today we're going skiing. Or today we're going to go do this. We're going to go shopping. Or today we're going to go to visit a family member." Today. In the first reading, it mentions today. Today is a day to honor the Lord. We see our beloved Lord in the gospel of today. Say today to the people that today it is fulfilled in your presence. This scripture passage. Today. Our God is the God of today. He's the God of the present. The God of the living. Not the God of the future, the God of the past, but the God of today. The I am who am, ego sum qui sum, who spoke to Moses through the burning bush. Who am I to tell him you are? Tell Pharaoh, "I am who am. I'm the God of the present." And this God who walked into that synagogue is here today. And his word, his living word, is active and a living in the today of our life. The same Jesus, and we have to make an act of faith. It's hard on me too. We have to make an act of faith to say that these words are living and alive, and we can break them open at home, and Jesus can speak to me today as he did to the people then. Because he's real. Jesus is real, and his word cuts like a double-edged sword, and it meets us anew today and every day of our life. Jesus spoke to the people in the synagogue, and he walked in, and it said that people were marveling at him, but next we're going to read that they're ready to throw him right over the bluff. How does it go like that from Hosanna in the highest, laying down of palms, and then crucify him? It was almost like a prefiguring. Later, he's walking into Jerusalem, and everybody's, "Hosanna in the highest, you're the greatest." But then it got hard to follow him, and people went by the wayside. Jesus still doesn't leave us in the today of our life. He pursues us Any message different than that would not be according to his living word. I will leave the 99 and go after the one that's lost. Jesus came for the lost. And he walked into that temple and he synagogue and he offended some people. Some people in this reading weren't really getting it, but the next week we'll read about it. You can go home and read on about it. But he offended them because he was talking about saving the Gentiles and all these other people, the people who weren't in the pew. The danger that we can fall in as followers of Jesus Christ is I'm in the pew every Sunday. There's a lot of people out there, and you've probably met them in your places of work, in your schools, in the shopping centers, in your neighborhoods. People who are churched in the heart, but maybe not unchurched in the, they're not in the pew. They're not going to church, but they're called, and Jesus came for them too. And so the hope for you and me is that we walk away today convinced of this, that Jesus meets us in the today of our life. I remember once in high school, it was actually not high school, when I was a high school chaplain in Georgia, I went walking in for a mass. The whole school was there, high school students, and I go in there and I finish the homily, and I thought it was like spot on and it was going to be great, and I'm walking out and three or four of the seniors say, "Father, that was an awesome line you gave." And I'm like, "What line?" And like the one that you said, where yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift of God. That's why it's called the present. And you unwrap it. And we're invited to look beyond the gift to the giver of the today of our life. That's what the first reading's saying. That's what our beloved Lord's calling them attention to. So I said that quote, you know, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, today is a gift from God. They're like, "Father, that was an awesome quote. It was right out of Kung Fu Panda." I had watched Kung Fu Panda, but I get there. Came up with the quote. But actually, what happened to me is I was walking in Connecticut in the seminary, walking along, had my collar, and I'm walking along, and I'm just going, and we're doing something. I don't know what we're doing. And some guy came up and he goes, "Hey, you a preacher, man? You a preacher, man? And when they say that, they're like, "Okay, not yet. I'm trying to be. I'm working on it. I'm praying. Pray for me." He goes, "Let me tell you something, preacher man. Yesterday is history, tomorrow's a mystery, but today is a gift from God." That's where I heard that quote, walking in the streets of Connecticut from a random person before Kung Fu Panda was even filmed, okay? So that's where it came to me, but imagine, and here it is, coming in for the landing here, we're finishing up here, but imagine if each one of us are us tomorrow, even this evening, as we watch the sunset, if it's probably not already down already, but as we drive home, if in our hearts we just say, today is the day the Lord made. Today God is with me. Today is a gift. Let me unwrap the gift and whatever's presented to me today, let me look beyond the gift to the giver of the Lord. And today, let us rejoice in the Lord. Because the Spirit of the Lord, by virtue of our baptism, is upon us too. Today. He's with us today, and he'll be with us tomorrow. And he promises to be with us forever. Our God is the God of today.